There are hackers who are cyber criminals.
All in power, membrii ai familiei Bush și Rockefeller.
Este pe internet Iceman. Într-o vreme a fost unul dintre cei
Colin Powell și așa mai departe. Guccifer este un personaj cunoscut.
Curiosity.
A man who goes by the name Guccifer.
The Romanian cult of personality portrayed the peasant son alongside the great kings and heroes of the nation's history.
I hacked some Bush family members, Hillary Clinton. I hacked so much accounts of the Rockefellers.
A man who hacked into emails from George W. Bush's family has been sentenced to 4 years in jail.
The internet was one of my best friends.
My nickname is Iceman. And I start hacking easy stuff, what it was in 98. And the most passwords were 123456. The most of them. And like that I started.
Acesta este orașul meu, Râmnicu Vâlcea. Orașul în care m-am născut și un oraș extraordinar de frumos. Se spune despre Râmnicu Vâlcea că este capitala hackerilor, Hackerville.
Pentru că firea omului impune mai mult spre rău și de aceea rolul nostru este, în primul rând, omul pe pământ este supus în permanență greșelii, nu sunt numai la noi. La noi s-a dus reclama aceasta, cum să spun eu, probabil că aici s-a început, dar nu înseamnă, orașul Râmnicu Vâlcea este un oraș pitoresc, un oraș de munte, un oraș care în permanență, în decursul istoric, are o vechime foarte îndelungată.
It's complicated to say how it all started. A lot of them go to work, but there are of course some of them that want to take the shortest road towards a good life, so they turn into criminals.
As you know, and everybody knows, that everything has moved online, everything has moved. Technology is in our life every day. We shop online, we pay online, we travel, we book tickets, and everything we do is online.
You know, Romania's gotten a lot of notoriety, and rightfully so, in that there are a number of skilled people there who have very good computer skills who have turned to crime.
Totul poate să fie spart. Mai multe, 80% din cauza că...
More than 80% of the servers and the websites around the world are vulnerable. It's just a matter of time.
We take all this part of the Europe, which is Eastern Europe. We will see that cybercrime is something really, you know, known here.
Moștenirea comunismului este una foarte complexă și consider că continuă multe din tarele regimului de tristă amintire să domine într-un fel în diferite aspecte viața cetățenilor și chiar și ai Vâlcii. Mă rog, lumea s-a industrializat, au fost destul de mari schimbări și în de-a lungul anilor, mai ales în anii 80-90, când România o luase razna rău de tot din motivele bine cunoscute.
Because of the communism, we were quite limited We didn't have so many gadgets, we didn't have so many access to technology. And since 1989, after the Romanian Revolution, the Romanians, they started to have access to this technology, and they developed more and more. And it's like they were hungry. They were hungry for IT, for technology.
There are hackers who are cyber criminals, who understand how things work and create the technologies to make crime happen on the internet.
My story is simple. I'm in prison since last year. That I was started 15 years ago, and the internet was one of my best friends. I hacked some Bush family members, Hillary Clinton. I hacked so much accounts of the Rockefellers. There are facts you only can find on emails, because emails, it's about 30-35% of the internet. And there are secrets there. It's much more curiosity, to find out the ultimate truth, to find out, yes. That's what I was always looking for. Americans, they are scared of hacking like they are scared of terrorism.
Scammers. Still, there are thieves, not hackers. Hackers hack, only hack. There are more hackers, black hackers, gray hackers, white hackers. Okay, the bad ones are black. They do damage, but they don't steal. Romania got really, really good at the internet. We have the best internet in the world. We have, in all the places, fiber optics. And that's the most speed you can get. I wanted to hack NASA. I hacked their mail server. I secured it. And I left them a text. In what I wrote, I hacked your server, and I secured it. Contact me at email address. And I thought NASA will give me a job or something, but only they give me a fine.
There are also people that are taking advantage of the internet who are scammers, who are clearly cyber criminals, but they don't really have many technical skills, and they don't really need them. When you think about it, it's really just moving things that happen in the real world, but doing them on the internet.
Pot să spun că la început am făcut totul din pură curiozitate, încă din școala generală. Ne întâlneam foarte mulți prieteni la cluburile de internet, făceam schimb de experiență și acolo am învățat prima oară cum se accesează servere din străinătate.
Era greu să renunț la așa ceva, știind că postezi niște anunțuri, vorbești prin e-mail cu niște persoane pe care nu le cunoști, păcălești să trimită niște bani și erau săptămâni în care, nu știu, putea să nu pice niciunul sau erau săptămâni în care puteam să facem 10-15 tranzacții, 4.000-4.500 și mai puțin, depindea foarte mult de produs. Americanii sunt naivi.
Am făcut universitatea pe stradă, la bloc, la gardă, încă beau bere la bloc, trăiesc cum vrea și sunt mândru de asta. Nu mă abțin, mă mențin, vrem cățele la greu până rămânem fără niciun leu. Ne plictisim, mai dăm un voleu la munte și la mare, că dacă viața e urâtă, îi punem niște aripioare. Am tupeu de româna, sunt plin de hamei, eu Moș Crăciun și prietenii mei. Mă doare de voi și ce să-ți mai zic?
Hacker is able to identify and exploit vulnerabilities in these IT infrastructures.
Definitely more skilled, more educated, there are people that basically see you on the streets, normal people, cannot distinguish them from other, you know, young people that are from the same age.
I was a black hacker. Now I am a white and gray. Depends on who hires me for what. I like being, I don't know how to say it, powerful. The feeling of, I can do it. I did it, okay.
My English is not so good, but this is the message. Every American to open wide their eyes because something is very wrong is going to come to them this year. They are so comfortable in their life and they don't want to hear that.
Did you ever hack for Anonymous?
Yes.
Who did you hack?
Government.
Which government?
I can't tell.
The threat is always rising because the hackers find new methods to do cybercrime.
It made me learn something I never learned before. I would not learn. I know I can do a lot of things if somebody gets me angry.
Foarte, erau bani câștigați foarte rapid și bani făcuți pe munca pe care ne plăcea să o facem.
You can guess the passwords or the security questions. I used to make my own worms, computer worms, and sending to the victims.
What we see here is a lot of computer intrusions. And the aim of those computer intrusions is to get the credit card data.
Pe la vârsta de 13 ani, 14, am văzut anumite filme și mi-a plăcut ce am văzut în acele filme, și anume că erau vorba de hackeri.
When I was 13, 14 years old, I saw some American movies with hackers, which inspired me. And I wanted to see how it is.
Can you tell us some of the places that you've hacked?
Google, YouTube, US Army, the Pentagon, IBM, Oracle, MySQL.com, Facebook, everything.
Dar niciodată nu adună din florile otrăvitoare. Așa și omul în timpul vieții să aleagă numai lucrul cel bun și să îl pună, să-l sădească în sufletul său ca să se învrednicească, ca să dobândească mântuirea.
In the real life, usually they are individual, so they don't have such a network, or they want to stay in their houses, stay all day in front of the computer, do the intrusion, work on their skills. When they are on the internet, they are more social. They get in touch with their peers. There's hackers, other hackers around the world. They learn from each other.
They followed me 1 year, and after a year, they come at 6 a.m. to arrest me. Robert, get up. Robert, get up. Let me sleep 10 more minutes. And they let me sleep 10 more minutes. I didn't believe them.
It's not about the money. I feel what I do is good. Okay, look, I am 7 years in prison here in Romania. For what? For 2 email accounts. For 2 email accounts in a maximum security prison. There are harsh conditions. For what? For an email hacking here in Romania for 2 accounts. This is not justice. Not. This is not a justice.
Nu știu. Adică nu poți să spui în fața tuturor, știi, am făcut asta, deci gata.
Yeah, and you, sometimes you need to hide, you need to be aware and that somebody would follow you and somebody would look for you. So you have a parallel life. It's not that easy.
Aveam un strat de conștiință, nu mai dormeam nopțile. Îmi mințeam părinții că fac o chestie și eu de fapt făceam altceva, plus că făceam ceva ilegal și chiar nu am fost niciodată mândru de toată treaba asta.
Cybercrime is going to be the type of crime of the future. And a lot of normal criminality will migrate towards the online environment because also the victims become more active on the online environment, so that this is where the cyber criminals move. It's like prey and predator. The predator always follows the prey.
Don't let the remove you have, that hiding behind a computer screen, make you think that this is a victimless crime and that you aren't hurting real people.
But I am not sorry for what I have done. Never. Never in my lifetime.
One security guy can't know everything about security. Can't. Too many things appear new. There will always be someone smarter and better.
There's a certain feeling like maybe we should give up. Maybe we're in the apocalypse, right? Because there's nothing we can do about this. And that's just not true. We get better every single day.
Toate companiile, de la cele mai mici până la cele mai mari, nu trebuie să fie arogante în fața breșelor de securitate.
Vor fi depășite timpurile acestea mai complicate din viața tinerilor. Se mișcă destul de multe lucruri în sensul ăsta și în țară și în Vâlcea. Cred că vor fi depășite, dar probabil că trebuie ceva timp.
Eventually people learn how to deal with the cyber criminals. That's where we are now. We're creating this world that understands that they're out there. They're always a risk, but we're figuring out how to deal with them and go about and living our normal life that way.
The threats are quite big. The hackers become more and more intelligent and they are more and more sophisticated in conducting their attacks. So you have to be prepared. When you go to war, you go with soldiers. So you cannot expect that your enemy will wait you with some monks. We use soldiers to fight soldiers.
Robert Frost said, "Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice."